加爾麥羅會呢，他們的原本呢開始就是十字軍完了戰爭之後呢，有一部分就留下聖地的，他就在這個加爾麥羅山那裡呢，即以前相傳的那個先知阿里亞在那裡生活的，他就留下那裡呢靜修。後來呢一路發展咧，成為呢個加爾麥羅一個修會。咁可惜嘅咧，就係經住世紀嘅侵蝕啦，佢本身嗰種靈修嘅精神咧就減弱。咁達德蘭修女見到佢哋個會呢個地步，佢哋準備去推廣呢個革新嘅運動。是非常之困難，特別南修會添。南修會有約望十字幫佢啦。大家如果睇記錄咧，都知道呢、這個約望十字咧，都俾啲會士咧拘禁啦，甚至想殺佢嘅，因為改變咗佢原本比較舒適的生活。咁後來佢哋改革咗之後，叫做閃族加爾麥羅會。個閃族意思就話唔著鞋咁解。咁當然佢唔係唔著鞋，咁你冬天冇啦唔著鞋啦。但係即係冇以前咁矜貴啊，著靚鞋啊，保護自己啊，作個閃族。咁大德蘭佢嘅精神咧，就係知道人嘅弱點咧。所以佢要學習喺內心裏面起一個堡壘，一個堡壘係為空間，係為耶穌基督嘅啫。其他嘅外面嘅嘢咧，即係我哋要有火場咧，大家隔住。如果唔係，我哋世物嗰種嘅影響咧，好似今日我哋讀經都係啦，都會影響到一個人嘅對天主嘅關係嘅。咁所以呢、這個。咁今日嗰個讀經咧，好靚啊！呢個加拉太人書第五章第24節嗰度講話，凡屬於耶穌基督嘅人，已把肉身和私欲編程釘在十字架上。咁呢個就係加爾麥羅閃族修會佢哋嘅精神。既然我哋係屬於耶穌基督，就其他一切嗰啲享受啊，钉喺十字架上，我就要跪低。咁呢个当然啦，咁你可以话我唔系修会、啊，其实唔系修会咧，都要有一个福音阔度啊嘛。仍然都要将你中意嘅嘢、偏差嘅嘢都摆低嘅，咁你先可以行呢个主嘅路。因為主要路是苦路，苦路意思就是要斬斷這些私欲偏情的戒啫。希望大家能夠不要覺得好像行修會的路呢，就是一條 很難行的路。你有修會的聖召，那條路是你的路。你沒有修會聖召，仍然都在世俗上都要割斷這些不同的程度。其實修會呢日日誘惑重大，魔鬼冇放過佢哋噶嘛。就算你擺低好多嘢，仲有少少嘢噶嘛，可能仲有啲中意某啲嘢，你要放低噶嘛。當然佢唔需要話係好出邊世界咁樣要放低好多，佢已經放低咗啦。但放低咗之餘，入咗修院咧，仲好多嘢執着噶嘛。中意做某個工作啊，中意某個長相啊，誒中意某個姊妹啊，或者兄弟啊。一種人嗰種嘅感覺咧，都有嘅。你跟住主越深咧，嗰個要行個路咧，係越難嘅。 唔好諗住話入咗修院咧就一了百了啦，就安樂啦咁。要睇翻啲傳記嘅，特別聖女小德蘭啦，啊佢哋富天啊修女啦，呢啲咁近啲比較近代啲嘅技術咧，都睇到佢哋係好大嘅挑戰嘅。除咗死於自己之外，喺修裏邊咧，你都要差唔多都死於自己嗰種人物嘅關係，呢、這個絕不容易。咁希望我哋能夠跟隨大德蘭嘅精神咧。是要建立一个内心的堡垒，是耶稣基督一心之处。The condition today's message is, since we belong to Jesus Christ, that's why our flesh already crucified with its passion and desires. So when we follow Jesus, it's completely. Still, we have this kind of carnation. The flesh is there. And that's why St. Teresa of Avila, we build the internal castle to cut off things of the outside world in Jesus. So it's not easy to renew the Carmelite. That's why today they discount Carmelite sisters. And that means they want to change back to the origin. I don't know how they lived before, even though I don't know how they live now, but I understand that it's a different way, complete a new congregation. So it's not easy. St. John of the Cross is her follower. He was nearly killed, chased by the monks to kill him because he wanted to change the life, the peaceful life in a more difficult way. They don't want to. But that's how they struggle and succeed. So we pray especially for the Carmelite community today. Pray for us also. We have to also cut off all our worldly things so that we can our heart, to pure our heart to follow Jesus.